Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're definitely seeing higher numbers of patients and getting hit hard by the flu over the last couple of weeks. We've seen a doubling in the amount of cases of flu for probably the last 3 or 4 weeks. And so we're seeing more flu patients now than we are seeing COVID patients. Both have had, flu's had a dramatic increase over the last week or two, and then COVID's seen a slight increase over the last couple of weeks, especially with the holiday. This week, we're seeing more and more patients coming in daily.
Is this typical for the flu onslaught at this time of year?
It's not. We're getting hit early and very hard, which is unusual. I don't think we've seen a season like this since 2010, so it's been 10-plus years. So flu hit us early this year, and it caught a lot of people. You know, a lot of people are unvaccinated, so it's spreading more quickly, and symptoms seem to be more intense. We're admitting more patients to the hospital as well.
What are the symptoms we should be looking for?
Yeah, generally, flu causes fever, malaise, you're weak, you're tired, you've got a lot of muscle aches, you have some chills, you'll have a cough, runny nose, and you just feel sick. The symptoms typically last 3 to 7 days, but some people do have symptoms that continue for, especially with the cough and the body aches and the tiredness and fatigue, that can last for several weeks in certain patients.
I imagine emergency rooms are filling up. How do you know when to go to an ER or an urgent care center?
Yeah, if you're having kind of mild to moderate symptoms, it's you can call your primary care doctor. If you have mild symptoms, you can typically manage the symptoms with over-the-counter medication. You can now do virtual health. A lot of people have access to that. If you're feeling very weak, tired, you're starting to get a little dehydrated, you're just not managing the symptoms well at home, then it's good to go to the urgent care or convenient care, talk to your primary care physician, see if you can get a quick appointment. And then if you start developing moderate to severe symptoms, so really high fevers and shortness of breath, you're having trouble breathing, you're getting very dehydrated in terms of you can't keep up with the fluid intake and eating, and you feel really sick, then you need to come to the emergency department. Definitely those who have pre-existing illness, like very bad asthma, COPD, bronchitis, respiratory illnesses in general that they deal with day to day are heavily impacted by influenza, and it can make them very sick.
What are the differences between symptoms when it comes to the flu and COVID?
The symptoms actually right now are very similar with the current Omicron strains of COVID. We are seeing some fevers, sore throat seems to be a big symptom. You'll see sometimes some nausea, vomiting, and general malaise. So the symptoms actually are very similar to influenza, and people often think they have COVID and they end up having influenza or vice versa.
Is there still time to get a flu shot?
Most definitely. In fact, that's what everybody should be doing this year is getting vaccinated. Probably only 30 to 50% of our St. Louis region typically gets vaccinated with influenza or the flu. This year, the shot actually covers the two strains of influenza A that are circulating very well. And so the vaccine will reduce your symptoms, reduce the ability for you to spread it to a lot of people when you do get it. It prevents you from needing hospitalization, and it prevents death. Already this year, we've seen 53,000 people hospitalized in the nation and 29,000 deaths from influenza. And so this isn't something to be taken lightly. The vaccine is very important that everybody receives, not only to protect yourself, but to protect your family and others and reduce the spread. And hopefully we can all have a great holiday season and not all be sick.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.